Spoke Media.
You know, Perennial, last time I was here, I was dragging you out of the closet. And look at you now! Coming into your own and into Tony. I never thought you would be brave enough to live a life out loud. And heck, look at us now! Invite me in for the final two quarters of this Bring Your Sibling to Work week. We've got the whole Eschner family together! Minus Mom, Dad, and all the other relatives. Hi, Millennial!
Hey.
Hey is for horses! And ads are for listeners. The fake news update is brought to you in part by Brotherly Love. Sure, you thought Bring Your Sibling to Work Week might be a nice opportunity to show your kid sister to the world, but at the end of the day, a brother will never abandon you and change his name just because he thinks it's cool that your co-anchor ate her wombmate.
Absorbed my wombmate.
I also like her phone case.
Is that the Venus de Milo?
Serena de Milo.
But then where's Otis?
Dead.
News studios. Too crowded for my taste. With all the siblings you never knew you needed and all the family you never wanted to know, I'm Anahita Ardashir.
And I'm Perennial Eschner.
And I'm Millennial Ardashir.
And I'm Annual Eschner from the award-winning Annually Eschner with Annual Eschner, already in syndication.
How?
And now, today's headlines. Millennial?
I actually feel like headlines are violence. Who are we to quantify what news gets relayed to the public? All news should be treated equally, which means that no news should be treated at all. So, I respectfully refuse to engage in this capitalistic approach to information.
Oh. Oh? Oh. Then you can see your way out!
Bye, Millennial. Syndication annual?
It's not me, it's the fans! And also my new agent slash manager slash spiritual leader slash brother, Brother Hank! That's right, Brother Hank. Thanks to Brother Hank's In Time Talent Agency, I'm up to my neck in cookbook deals, speaking engagements, engagements, and, pamphlets. That's right, ominous, aura-filled pamphlets that carry the key to fame and success and favor in the eyes of Moroth. That's right, Moroth, who I assume is the head of this in-time talent agency. Brother Hank is always singing his praises, saying such things as praise Moroth and give me your money. You wouldn't understand, Perennial.
Annual, describe Brother Hank.
Oh, he's just a basic white guy.
Annual bro, you gotta run.
Oh, I run every day. There's a gym at the talent agency. My sweat is the cream in Moroth's coffee. The salt in his stew, which I assume is a metaphor.
They have a gym?
Perennial, no. Annual, I can assure you that that is not a metaphor. Moroth drinks and eats body fluids. I'm noticing a striking similarity between the Moroth your brother Hank speaks of and the Moroth Perennial's brother Hank spoke of. Could these brothers Hank and these Moroths be two in the same?
Not this time!
Perennial, describe for Annual what your brother Hank looked like.
Well, he's just a basic white guy.
Connect the f***ing dots, man.
Well, did your brother Hank wear a phony mustache?
Well, no.
See? Different brothers. Different Hanks. Wham, slam, Hank, you ma'am.
Well, that is a relief. Satisfied, Anahita?
Hardly ever.
Well, what if you could change that? I actually have some pamphlets here that I think you two will find very interesting.
The word circus has been crossed out and replaced with talent agency.
Well, isn't Hollywood a circus?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers would sure have me think so.
Anahita, if you don't want to follow Brother Hank's celebrity roadmap to success, then I can't make you. But I'm sure my brother would love to take a peep at these papes.
My eyes are salivating.
Those are just allergies.
Let's get a coffee, bud, huh? Just you and me.
Oh, sure. Heats, you got this one?
I guess I have no choice. From a bustling family of four to a busty family of 1.5. This is not the first time we've been left alone in this studio. But with you, my dear absorbed twin, I guess I'm never truly alone. John? I can't shake the feeling that this Brother Hank is the very same that swindled my boy anchor into joining a clown cult. Something about the way he also follows a deity named Moroth. Something about that just don't sit right with the crime puma. Listeners, if a basic white man approaches you with pamphlets, run. This is FNU.